Here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 18th of December, 2009. Today is New Year's Day in the Islamic calendar, a calendar based on the movements of the moon. It's the first day of the year 1431 AH, AH standing for Anno Hegiri, or in the year of the Hijra, the journey that the Prophet Muhammad took from Mecca to Medina, which took place in the year 622 AD. During festivals such as New Year's Day, Muslims greet each other with Eid Mubarak, which means may the festival be blessed for you, or an expression that translates to every year may you be well. It is not the most important Muslim holiday. Eid al-Fitr, the celebration of breaking of a fast, is more important, which marks the end of Ramadan, the holy month, a day on which Muslims eat big meals and celebrate. The most important Islamic holiday, Eid al-Adha, the festival of the sacrifice, which coincides with the annual pilgrimage to Mecca, known as the Hajj. Devout Muslims who are in good health and can afford to are required to make the pilgrimage to Mecca at least once in their lifetime. It is one of the five pillars of Islam. The five pillars are declaring that there is only one true God, praying five times a day, giving money to the poor, fasting during holy days, and the pilgrimage to Mecca, on which the pilgrims wear the traditional white clothing, and the pilgrimage undertaken by rich and poor of every race from around the world meant to serve as a reminder that all are equal in the eyes of God. It is the birthday of the playwright Christopher Fry, born in Bristol, England, 1907, best known for the play The Ladies Not for Burning, set in the Middle Ages, about an ex-soldier who wants to die and a young woman accused of being a witch. It's the birthday of the playwright Abe Burroughs, New York City, 1910, wrote the musical Guys and Dolls with the composer Frank Lesser. And it's the birthday of the British writer known as Saki, the pen name of Hector Hugh Munro, born in Burma, 1870. He enlisted in the army when World War I broke out, sent his sister a Christmas card that said, "While shepherds watched their flocks by night all seated on the ground, a high explosive shell came down, and mutton rained around." He died the next year from a bullet wound. Here's a poem for today by George Bilgear, entitled Going to Bed. I check the locks on the front door and the side door, make sure the windows are closed and the heat dialed down. I switch off the computer, turn off the living room lights. I let in the cats. Reverently, I unplug the Christmas tree, leaving Christ and the little animals in the dark. The last thing I do is step out to the backyard for a quick look at the Milky Way. The stars are halogen blue, the constellations whose names I have long since forgotten look down anonymously, and the whole galaxy is cartwheeling in silence through the night. Everything seems to be okay. Going to Bed, a poem by George Bilgear from Haywire, published by Utah State University Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. Written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.